Hello, this is Jonathan Marks via PCJ Online, just about to push the button on another programme from the media network Vintage Radio Archives.
This is the Dutch International Service, Radio Netherlands.
We present Episode 5 of The Hitchhiker's Guide to DXing by John Nathan, with Ian Desteyns as the narrator.
Radio has always been a very colourful medium. One group of people may use it from one continent to convert you to their red book, though this sometimes results in the audience at the other end putting down the broadcast in their black book of programmes to be avoided. News commentaries may drift into the grey area between fact and fiction, though they never stray into the blue. But the white book is the most important book to many engineers involved with the technical side of shortwave radio. The idea was simply that all the stations would send their chosen frequencies to one central headquarters, and these would be published in one big book for all to see the great mess the bands were in. This was done, and agreements were made, proposals were put forward, and more agreements were made, and so it went on for many years. But once Radio Polizania came into being, frequency coordination was very much easier. But somehow, all those lists of frequencies had to get to the International Frequency Registration Board in Geneva.
It's 12 o'clock.
Oh, no, how much longer? We've been jolting around on top of this junk for days.
No, about 18 hours, according to my digital watch, or 0.7 of a day, to be precise.
Okay, Mr. Precisely, 18 hours or 18 days, I'd still like to know where we're going.
Well, our friends back at Radio Polizania said the lorry was definitely going to Geneva.
Then why haven't we stopped at any borders?
That's a point. Probably this sort of load has diplomatic immunity or something.
What exactly are these books, anyway? You said they were white books full of frequencies. Let's have a look at them. Have you got a lighter or something?
No. Hang on. Try this.
Oh, a torch. Good. Now let's see. D-Plan IFP Geneva 2020. The IFP International Frequency Police. Formerly the International Telecommunications Union, Geneva, Switzerland. D period 1st November, 27th February. Ha! Well, they've got that wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, a so-called D-frequency period, D means December, and it supposedly runs from November to the first Sunday in March.
Don't worry. Why call it a D period anyway if it starts in November? Shows it was the bureaucrats that thought that thing up. Look, you just look up the frequency and it tells you who's using each channel for every minute of the day.
And what's this column?
That tells you why you'll never be heard. It's got the names of the people operating on the same frequency at the same time. Well, nice to know who your enemies are.
Well, don't you believe that the Russians hate the Americans or that any other traditional rivals don't enjoy the odd beer or two together? This is the world of frequencies, remember, not politics. That's why the book's so important. It's one of the few publications where bitter enemies are listed on the same page without any international incident. Anyway, enough of that now. I'm going to try and get some sleep. We must be nearly there, you know. It's getting so much colder.
Drosophilus is, of course, correct in assuming the publication is of great importance, but there are still a huge number of people involved with planning all the frequencies. Stations may come and go, but the radio technicians are always there, and many of them decided to work for Radio Polizania. The job seemed quiet and secluded. Nobody really seemed to care about the problems of interference, just like the old days. And there was, of course, the quarterly trip to Geneva.
Excuse me. Is this your first trip to the AFP, then?
Oh, now, let's see. One, two, three... Sixth time, actually.
Oh, well, it's my first. I've been looking forward to this trip. Little holiday away from the family and the pressure of work in the office.
What do you mean, away from the pressure of work into the office? I mean, with Radio Politania around, there's nothing to do. Any jamming that's around is entirely deliberate. Things have never before been so beautifully organised into electromagnetic chaos. Paradise for us all, I say.
Speak for yourself. The pressure now is that it's all so boring. You're in an office all day, surrounded by people with nothing to do. Secretaries gawping into mirrors, or deliberately fishing paper clips out of electric typewriters. Spotty youths with AQs three times their chest size, reading war novels and squeezing pimples. You know, Radio Politania must use up half the country's supply of Valium with the intense pressure we're under. I mean, just next week, someone might give us something to do. Oh, at last. Waiter! Waiter!
Ah, sir, I don't suppose I can interest you in an intergalactic gargle blaster. Come on, the proceeds are going to the Handicapped Aid Programme.
Oh, I'm sold. How about you?
No, not for me, thanks. After the auction in a little while, my big chance to show the world I can keep you lot under control. And I don't want to be sozzled.
You're not a frequency man, then?
Oh, yes, of sorts. But not your common or garden SIDF2 layer fuddy-duddy who uses half a page of logarithms to tell that you haven't a chance in hell of reaching your target area. Now, auctioneering's my background.
That's not exactly technical.
Anything wrong?
A good name for this stuff. Gargle Blaster. I can see why it's sponsored by the Handicapped Aid Program. Tell me, why do they employ an auctioneer at the ITU?
IFP, please. We dropped the old title years ago, but old habits died hard.
Oh, yeah. Like GNT, you mean?
GM... what?
Come on, you can remember Greenwich Mean Time. When they were looking around for some sort of world standard, the Greenwich local government in that little English town outside London got this great idea. They'd grant planning permission to this astronomical freak, sir, to set up some observatory. And in return, if they come up with any discoveries, they had to name the invention after the town council. Well, a bit of juggling with an abacus and a map of the world, and hey presto. The world divided up into 24 time zones, and the most important time in the world, based around the little town of Greenwich. Not bad for 300 years' work.
And advertising for the town of Greenwich every hour and the hour from nearly every radio station in the world.
Exactly.
Good job the hamburger advertisers never thought of it.
Hamburger minister, yes.
But still, how come no GMT today?
Ah, phase two of the great Greenwich plan. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what do wise investors do when the going is good?
Shell up.
Precisely. You arrange with the ITU to sell the rights for GMT to this big body in Geneva. For a few £1,000,000,000, the council gives up the right to GMT, and everyone switches to coordinated universal time. Oh, but that's not all.
Why not? Once you've sold the rights, there's nothing you can do.
Oh, yes, there is, my friend. Yes, there is. Plenty of financial opportunities, really. Look, first, you appeal to the millions of shortwave listeners, all of whom hate change. You start a Save GMT campaign. Save GMT T-shirts, pennants, pens, wall charts, logbooks, what have you. When that dries up, you start I've Changed to UTC promotional campaign. Millions, my dear chap, millions. Now, the joke is, there's no difference between GMT and UTC at all.
Yeah, but why did they ever call it UTC? According to me, Coordinated Universal Time should be abbreviated CUT. Cut.
Yes, well, I think the argument ran something like this, that CUT, as well as being an obscene swear word in a number of European languages, well, any announcer saying cut in a studio is likely to have his microphone switched off instantaneously. Oh, mind you, they only arrived at UTC after long consultations and agreements, the usual bureaucracy. Funny that. UTC, bureaucracy, it rhymes. Yeah. Both means the same thing, I suppose.
Yeah, that's very funny. Right, you'll have to excuse me now. We've the auction for the 19-metre band coming up in a little while, and I've a few notes to look through. Cheers now.
Cheers, then. Gargle blaster. Where's that waiter?
Look out, Drosophilus, or you'll hit that waiter with the cream cakes.
Don't you Drosophilus me. You can't expect someone to look exciting and ready to face new hazards when you've spent a third of your life in the back of a truck.
Oh, come on. 26 hours, actually.
Oh, knock it off. Now, let's see what's going on in here.
Blimey, this isn't how I pictured the world headquarters of frequency allocations for short and medium wave radio. How come no big offices?
Bit odd. Strange. Yes, just a very large room. Music. And the biggest bar I've ever seen. Not much fun if you're a teetotaler.
Not much of a chance looking at them. Now, what do we do now?
I've got it. Let's make contact. If we can persuade the truck driver we were high security guards to look after his white books, we ought to be able to persuade this room full of frequency managers that we're one of them.
Yeah, but for which station?
Polizania, of course. Say we're in the section that replaced Tristan da Cunha's shortwave outlet.
Yeah, but no one's ever logged that.
Then it's no wonder it went off the air. Come on, don't be so fussy. Look, there. Someone looking lost on his own. Slightly smashed by the look of it, too. Come on, let's make our way towards him. Excuse me. Pardon. Mind if I get through?
Hey, hang on. I'm losing you, Drosophilus.
Psst. Psst. Hey, you. You want to buy some Danish books? Real rare ones, soft cover, plenty of exciting figures, that sort of thing.
Tell me more.
Look at this. Advice on how to use it, even the times and places of where to pick them up.
You mean girls?
No, radio stations. It's the wild radio and TV bandbook drives them wild, spotting the boobs.
Hi, how are you doing?
How am I doing what?
How are you doing with life? Love and everything. It's an old Anglo-Saxon greeting, actually, between colleagues or friends. Comprende?
Yes. Yes, but I'm not in the mood to talk to Mr. Cheerful. New are you? I haven't seen your face before.
Oh, probably in the wrong department. Aren't you enjoying life here?
Are you kidding? Well, the drinks are great, but the food is awful. I mean, take lunch today. You start with a roll and synthetic margarine and move on to the main course. Either you take Swiss growth, served chilled with tiny pieces of tubular intestine in a rich, soapy mush, or you pluck up courage and go for the rabbit à la motorway, sprinkled lavishly with ground glass and still warm. And if you're still breathing, finish your meal with spotted décochef, swimming in a custard like a discharge. And then to round off, Dutch cheese of the Varigus vein variety.
Oh, come on, you're exaggerating.
Oh, I wish I was, laddie. Oh, perhaps I shouldn't be so pessimistic, but seeing all these starched twits prancing around exchanging niceties gets to you after a while. Oh, mind you, it's better than the office. Nothing to do.
I know that feeling, actually, yes. How did you get involved in all this anyway?
Oh, the usual way, I suppose. The enthusiastic youngster, the technical monitor, you know.
The dictionary does not define a DX technical monitor, and since no one has sat around a table to discuss the precise definition, there will always be arguments about exactly what such a person should do. Is he or she an ordinary listener, or does that person have a special role to play?
Dear Radio Polizania, As a new listener to your station, I should like to request that you send me your programme schedule and pennant if you have one. I am enclosing a reception report in the hope that this is correct and you will verify it with your attractive QSL card, the one with the ducks on it. Dear friends, thank you for your letter and the QSL card, which looks very nice among the other two on my wall. Having had some experience now in writing reception reports, I hope that you will consider me as a technical monitor for your station. I would be happy to supply your station with reports on a monthly basis from this area, free of charge, and I trust they will prove of interest to your station. Dear Frequency Office, your pile of report forms arrived the other day, and so here is the first batch for your perusal. Any suggestions as to how I can improve my reporting would be welcome. If I can be of any further assistance, please let me know. Dear Head of Propagation, I'm surprised that you have chosen to use 6155 for the D period to this part of the world. As my reports show, this channel is blocked by a Prussian transmitter on the same frequency. I suggest you move your transmission to 6065 at 0230 for the half-hour block, where my receiver indicates the channel is free. Dear sir, it has now been 3 months since I last wrote you, and frankly, I think you lot need your skulls tested. Have you been for a checkup lately? Why didn't you take my advice, you silly people, and change to the channel I had found for you? Gentlemen, I feel that your reply to my letter concerning frequency choice is disgusting. I would point out that my time is valuable, and I can no longer continue monitoring free of charge. I have several other stations on my books, and I have adopted the policy that the stations that pay the highest will get the best value from my services. I trust that you will reply soon to ensure the best possible service from your regional frequency manager. Dear Radio Polizania, it has been many years since I have switched on the radio after the fire, which I still feel was started by the neighbours, and then the wife leaving with all the kids. I understand from a friend that you have changed your QSL card.
And then the budgie died. So here I am now.
Fascinating. Oh, here comes my colleague at last.
Hi, found you at last then. Oh, you have to be careful avoiding a sea of hands holding champagne. Can I buy you two a drink?
No, I'm all right, thanks. And anyway, the auction's about to start.
Auction?
Well, that was my reaction. You do know about WARC, don't you?
Yes, of course. Well, that stands for World Administrative Radio Conference, right? Once every 20 years you get a major one, when they reparcel out the entire radio spectrum to all the users, right?
Right. Almost, that is. World Administrative Radio Conference is only the official title, though. Inside the building, WARC stands for World Auction of Radio Frequencies.
And now things are beginning to take shape.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen, I think the evening is wearing along nicely, and it's time we got down to at least some of the business that we should have done days ago. Tonight, we're interested in the night in Meet the Band. And for your information, this is an excellent year for this particular part of the spectrum. Eye sunspots means plenty of propagation between you and the customer for most of the day and night. And I think you'll find it a winner. So, Bubbles, look at her. Perhaps you can bring on Exhibit A.
Right. Exhibit A is the channel of 15 megahertz, exactly. Not more or less.
No one's using the channel at the moment, except a few times signal stations of very low power. So any reasonable antenna should blow them away. Now, what am I bid, ladies and gentlemen? Come on, don't be shy. Set of golf clubs from the gentleman there. Very good, sir. Come on now, ladies and gentlemen, we've just begun. A crate of Welsh claret. Very good. Fine. Two set of golf clubs from that corner there. Rare Danish books from the gentleman in the corner. I'll have to have a good look at them. Right, any more bids? A washing machine? Stupid Bubbles. Can we accept that? No, I'm sorry, sir, we can't accept that. A slightly used car. Well, it's better than nothing. OK, sold to the lady in pink at the back there. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. Sorry, what was that? Radio Albania. Good, we've got the name. Never mind the quality, fill the bandwidth.
Why aren't they using money?
Oh, they are, really. Tax reasons. You start talking about dollars and pounds in here, and you'll have the tax officials round here asking whether you've paid them the income tax recently. So, you talk in goods instead, you see? How much would you pay for a slightly used car? No, don't say it. But immediately you're thinking dollars, francs, pounds, right? So there are your prices.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. Now we come to tonight's little gamble. I'd like to ask you to place your bets on the next frequency. Could be between 15300 and 15500, depending on where the dice land. Right. Place your bets. I see. The winner is our Far Eastern guest on the left. Any changes? Anyone want to beat it? No? Right. Here we go. 15435. Oh, what a shame. An old Radio Free Europe channel, my friend, and blocked by at least 25 jammers. Oh, well, that's the chance you take in a mystery gamble. Now, what am I bid for 15105 kilohertz? Nice out-of-band channel. Little used except by a teletype station. No doubt a bit of high-power testing will persuade that operator to change. Offers? Danish books again from a gentleman in the back with dark glasses. Very popular this time of the year. A French horn. Two French horns. No final offers? Right. 15570 sold to the discreet gentleman next to the girl in big assets. My goodness me. Oh, and talking of which, seeing as we run out of spectrum space for the time being, let's bring on the main centre of attraction tonight. All the way from the old transmitting station in Alois, Madame Desserts per week.
Hello, big boys. You may wonder why they call me Desserts. It used to be Wonerts, actually. Well, as they say, once a king, always a king. But once a night is enough. Anyway, sweethearts, we know you have the capacity for love, and we strike when your resistance is low. But don't you feel the inner frustration of being a frequency man? Does your loved one still think a megacycle is a form of transport? We may never understand. Or do they? Remember high school physics lessons? Remember the lessons about ionization? No? Well, never mind, darlings. Because here's Samantha to show you how to strip off electrons.
You're not the man by any chance that bought a 15325 kilohertz, are you?
Why, yes. I've got to get something. I can't go back to Politzenia without at least reserving something for the department.
Don't you feel like reconsidering?
No, no. It's all right, thank you. I'm quite satisfied.
You don't feel like reconsidering?
No, I've just said I'm not interested, thank you.
I don't seem to be making myself clear. Let me put it this way, sir. It has come to our attention that during your stay in Geneva, you have been seen with a certain Isabella from Swiss Radio.
But what do you mean? She's a colleague, of course. But how dare you imply that my behavior is in any way improper?
Oh, well, that's funny.
Eh?
It's not the story she's telling us. How sad. Well, I do feel it my duty to report such things back to the station.
Oh, well, go ahead. See if I care.
And of course to wire your wife at home. No doubt she would be concerned for your safety.
Well, hang on, old chap. But that's taking it a bit far.
Look, sir, I don't think it need come to that. You see, my client is extremely interested in 15325 kilohertz. You know, he's representing a small low-power station here at the conference, and it's hard surviving under the pressure of high power giants.
So,
what does 15325 mean to you? I mean, if you were to see your way clear to forgetting about that useless channel, the telegram in my pocket might just end up in the dustbin.
But this is blackmail.
Maybe in your country, sir. But in ours, it's just a way of life. Now, what do you say?
Well...
Oh, dear, then...
No, all right, all right. Oh, here's the rights to that silly little channel. Take it and leave me alone.
I knew you'd see it our way in the answer. Oh, and who's your playmate?
Ah, you can't pull that one on me. I'm not married, see?
Wouldn't dream of it, sir. Which station do you represent, incidentally?
Tristan da Cunha. You know, South Atlantic Ocean. A small country, but very big in the DX world.
Oh, really? Well, I've got just the thing for your struggling radio station.
Oh, yeah? What's that, then?
A new frequency. Normally 15365, but to you, seeing as you're a friend of mine, 15400. Is it a deal?
Ah, shove off.
Now, sir. With a line like that, you ought to team up with Heinrich Hertz to make a wonderful double act.
Heinrich Hertz? Oh, come on, he died in the early 1900s.
Look after yourself.
Charming people you have around here.
Typical.
Well, they do say that frequencies are arranged by gentlemen's agreement. I heard Walter's representative got beaten up in his hotel room last night by one of the big boys. Threatened to cut off food aid to the country and the rep's right hand if they didn't give up exclusive use of 9670 kilohertz. Poor devil.
An uncouth way of doing business.
Why? Do you prefer the quiet life?
Well, a little quieter than having one's face tuned to a different setting.
Yes, well, in that case, you ought to try monitoring.
Is that in the vicinity?
Mm, it's just down the road, in fact. Basic Hookup is the chief monitor there. A nice guy. If you tell him you've met me, he'll give you a look around.
Right, which way's the exit?
Now that our heroes have decided that the ITU is not for them, will the monitoring service down the road be any better? With frequencies being chosen in a haphazard way, can the monitoring service really be of any assistance any longer to government organisations? And will the next and last episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to DXing really have a happy ending? Tune in on April the 29th for the final episode.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to DXing was produced in stereo at the studios of Radio Netherlands in Hilversum, Holland. If you have any complaints about shortwave reception, please write to the ITU people responsible, care of the Sunspot Bar Hotel Geneva, enclosing at least 50 international reply coupons for the next round of drinks.
And that's where we end this nostalgic trip back into the Media Network audio archives from 1981 to October 2000. If you find all this stuff interesting, you might want to explore the Critical Distance website, where you can find more vintage audio shows, but also peruse recent video interviews I've made in the course of my travels around the world. Some of the videos actually follow up on points raised in the Media Network programme. So zip over to www.jonathanmarks.com for more details. In the meantime, this is Jonathan Marks saying back soon. Bye for now.